This is AP News Minute. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Biden administration believes about 1,500 American citizens remain in Afghanistan, with less than a week to go in the U.S. evacuation effort. Officials say the U.S. is in contact with approximately 500 of those Americans and reaching out to the others through multiple channels of communication. Two members of Congress, one Democrat, the other Republican, are drawing fire for taking an unannounced trip to Kabul. The visit by Seth Moulton of Massachusetts and Peter Meyer of Michigan stunned the Pentagon and State Department, officials said. The visit also provoked criticism from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Oregon's governor has called up about 1,500 National Guard troops to help the state's hospitals cope with the flood of COVID-19 patients. Many hospitals have canceled elective surgeries, and officials say less than 50 adult ICU beds are available in the entire state. One day after the death of Charlie Watts, fans of the Rolling Stones' legendary drummer gathered outside the Rolling Stones store on London's Carnaby Street. The store was closed to pay tribute to Watts, who joined the band in 1963 and died Tuesday at the age of 80.